Have you ever looked a good thing in the face and wondered, is there more? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. Mm-hmm. You can call me Scott.
Hi, Scott.
And yeah, go easy on me. Ha ha. I've been with my girlfriend for about 4 years.
Great.
She's the first real relationship I've ever had.
Yes.
We've done holidays, yes. Family stuff. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's good. Not toxic. Not dramatic. She's great. I love her.
And there you go.
But.
Things sound great.
But. When I think about forever, I get this weird pit in my stomach feeling.
Okay.
Not because she's done anything wrong. I just don't know if she's my person for life or if she's just my first serious chapter.
Okay.
She's ready to get engaged, mm-hmm. and I keep gently pushing it down the road. Mm-hmm. I feel terrible because I don't want to waste her time, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I'm scared to let go of something stable and loving just because I'm wondering if there's something more out there. Mm. So what if I blow this up and realize I already had something solid? Mm. I know that sounds selfish. Mm-hmm. I promise I'm not trying to be a villain here. I just feel stuck between comfort and certainty. Mm. Have any of your listeners been the person who wasn't sure? Mm-hmm. Did you stay and grow into it? Mm-hmm. Or did you walk away and feel relieved? Mm. Please don't roast me too hard. Thanks, Ben and Kelly.
I mean, part of me feels like compassion for this guy, where yeah. he's like, he's probably in his 20s, and he said yeah. it's his first
serious relationship,
but he hasn't dated a whole lot, so right. he doesn't know. And
so he's wondering, is like, is this it? Is this the top of the mountain?
Right, right.
Or am I still climbing?
Yeah. Interesting.
I will say I dated a guy like that
yeah.
for 10 years.
Okay.
Off and on. Starting in high school.
Aww.
Until finally I realized, like, I kind of got that he would just call me up mm-hmm. whenever he wasn't dating someone else.
Oh.
But kind of always waiting for, like, right. and this is going to date me. But there was his favorite supermodel. He just, I think the moment that he said, okay, you're my girlfriend and we're committed, that she would knock on the door. I think there was always a sense of that.
Oh, okay.
Like, as soon as I commit and fully say, like, I'm all in with
yes,
you,
let's
then his dream girl would knock on his door.
Oh.
And he was kind of always waiting for that to happen.
And so it just took you realizing it or him?
A very long time to realize I am just not ever going to be, like, I deserve more than that.
Yeah. So I guess.
So Scott may be this guy.
Maybe this guy, or maybe Scott like, is the you in this
no,
situation.
No, I think Scott was the guy that kept blowing me off for years.
Oh, okay.
Like, because I think what I hear him saying is, if I go ahead and mm-hmm. dive all in, like, yeah. let's get married,
yeah.
then I'm going to meet someone else
yeah.
that instantly I'm going to know, oh, that was
dang.
Supposed to be my person.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Any of you been in this situation? What'd you do? What's your story?
Right? I honestly feel like, and Scott, this sounds bad. I feel like he's going to have to break up with her to figure out how he feels about her.
I kind of am thinking that too.
Like, sometimes you realize what you had when you don't have it anymore.
Well, and that needs to be like that needs to be fair to her too.
She deserves for him to be sure.
Sure.
Like all in, locked in for sure. Not wavering.
Yeah. Angie says, grass is always greener wherever you water it. I think he should let her go because I think she deserves better. That's
yeah.
a text. All right. You can always text us. You can always send us a voice note, too. That's always good, too. Just say your piece and then text it to us at 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about this. All right. That's group therapy coming up on 99.7 DJX. So our listener Scott's not trying to be a villain here, but really his first serious girlfriend of 4 years, he's wondering if the grass is greener. She's kind of wanting to get engaged. He's having thoughts. It's 99.7 DJX. We're in group therapy.
Yeah, they've been together for 4 years. And he's just like, she's great. I think he knows she's perfect for him.
But he just doesn't have the dating experience to be like, yes, she's definitely it.
Right, because he's just because wondering, he's had experience with others. Someone else that might be a more perfect fit for me. So he's just wondering.
Yeah, our listener Trina rolls in on text and says, look, if you don't know for positive, there's no question about it, then it's not for you. Stop wasting your time. It happened to me when I was like 19 or 20. He was 33. It happened for 33 years. Strung me along. Found out he was married with a kid. So
Now look,
I mean, that's a little bit different situation than what we're dealing with here. But still, I understand that sort of thought.
And I'm sure Scott wants to be completely for sure.
I mean,
because
we're assuming,
she does, on paper, she's everything anyone could ever hope for. So he's just kind of wondering, why am I not just be like, yes, full stop. She's my person. Brittany says, I have no firsthand experience with this, but I think the best thing would be to have the conversation with the girl. Mm-hmm. Just be completely honest with her about your feelings, because the feelings you're having are very rational.
Sure.
The conversation probably isn't going to be easy or comfortable, but it needs to be had, because then they can decide to either call it quits completely or maybe just take a break and see if they find their way back to each other. But if they do, he needs to also be okay that if she finds something new and then finds out you're not her best fit. There's that risk when you decide to put that out there.
I mean, yes.
Don't expect her to just sit there and be like, okay, let me know when you're done.
Right, exactly. Relationships are definitely two-way streets. Miranda rolls in and says, hey, I was in this relationship. Married the safe bet in my early 20s. We built a life. Now 40 and divorced, never been happier. Eventually, we realized security pays the bills but doesn't feed the soul.
Ooh, that's a good
interesting
line.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it kind of sounds like if you're feeling this, then what we said before, it's going to be tough. You need to have this conversation with her, and you might need to part ways for a little bit.
I think that's what you need to do for clarity. That's either, it's going to show you one of two things, that you can't live without her.
Yeah.
She is your person.
Yeah.
You can't see her, you know, walking through the rest of your life without her, or you're going to be okay, and then that's going to tell you that she wasn't the one for you either.
Yeah, and hopefully you can just remain friends.
And
you know,
she needs to find that for herself, too.
Yeah, but definitely you need to talk to her about this, because she could be thinking the same thing, too. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.